Talk of bringing passenger rail to Santa Cruz County goes back decades, but it seems the idea is finally at the point where the talk may turn into reality. About 2 years ago, the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission, or RTC, purchased the Santa Cruz Rail Line, a 32-mile freight line that runs from Davenport to Watsonville. Now the RTC is in the middle of a feasibility study, and there's just a few more days to take a survey on how a rail line could best serve you. I recently spoke with George Dondero, executive director of the Santa Cruz County RTC, about the project.
The line between Santa Cruz and Davenport is very scenic, and we think it has great potential from that aspect. But in terms of carrying regular passenger loads, probably not enough people living up there to support regular passenger service. So the focus is really between Santa Cruz and Watsonville and beyond.
Beyond because?
Because the line does connect with the Union Pacific Main Line at Pajaro Junction, which is just across the Pajaro River from Watsonville. And Monterey County has been working on extending the commuter service southward from Gilroy down into Salinas. Also, there's been an effort to institute a new day train between Los Angeles and San Francisco that would also run on that same rail line. So we would have the opportunity to connect with that service at Pajaro Junction. So that now gives people an opportunity to travel not just within the county, but also north and south into the Bay Area and beyond, or down to Los Angeles and points in between.
Right now, the commission is doing a feasibility study. What is that feasibility study looking at specifically?
It's looking at, number one, what would the community like to see? What kind of service would people be likely to use if they were to use it? How many people might use it? Where they might be going? And, of course, we're looking at potential locations for where station stops might be, that kind of thing.
As part of that study, you're having the consultant develop a few different scenarios if it's found to be feasible.
I like to say anything's feasible if you have enough money and enough time. So the question is, you know, what's feasible, I think, in the short term, you know, say the next 5 years versus a medium term, say 10 to 15 years versus the longer term. If we determine that we just don't have the money to do anything right now, then maybe we have to focus on developing the funding. If we have enough to do something, it might be a very modest kind of service that maybe is not the end-all be-all that people would be looking for, but it would get us started and get us a toehold. But that's how rail programs develop.
And when you talk about ridership and passengers, who do you envision those people being?
Well, that's another thing we're trying to determine, but we've certainly identified some major groups. First one that many people think of is commuters. Lots of people commute from Watsonville into Santa Cruz and even beyond. Lots of people commute to the university that work there. And there are some opportunities on the west side of Santa Cruz, locations where we could locate a rail stop, for example, where a bus that could come down the hill from the university and meet the train. So that would get people across town without having to thread their way across Mission Street and through the fish hook and everything that we know goes on there. I mean, those are some pretty gnarly traffic situations that people have to get through just to get to work. So that's a group. Visitors. Certainly, tourism and agriculture are the major industries in this county. Many people will tell you that in the summertime, traveling across county is painful at best on many warm weekends when we have a heavy visitor load. Just for example, if somebody is staying for the weekend or for the week in Capitola or Santa Cruz, and let's say there's a strawberry festival up in Watsonville, rather than hopping in their car, they might be able to hop on the train and leave a little more space out there on the highway for people who need to get to work or need to get to the grocery store. So we think there's potential for that.
When you think about the improvements that the line will need and development that it would need to build out a rail line, what's the thought on where the money comes to pay for this?
I think we will be looking to a future sales tax measure if the commission decides to offer it to the voters, and then, of course, if the voters will support it. But that money alone will probably not be sufficient, but it will be used to leverage federal money. There are federal programs for new starts and small start programs for rail specifically that do not compete with highway money. And that's probably one place that we would be looking to go. We also have a private operator who's, although they don't own the line, they have a long-term interest in prospering here. And, you know, there may be opportunities for them to invest in the line as well.
That's George Dondero, Executive Director of the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission. You can give your input on the potential passenger rail line through an online survey that closes at midnight this Sunday, August 3rd. We have a link to it on our website, kazu.org. I'm Chris Dahlmanzon. This is KAZU News.